This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Tomorrow, the International Consumer Electronics Show kicks off, but today the swarms of company reps and entrepreneurs arrive in Las Vegas, and there's already buzz on several topics. One of those is the Internet of Things, but not the idea of a toaster that can talk to the fridge. We've been talking about that since last year. This year, it's about exactly how all of our devices will communicate. Marketplace's Quina Kim takes a look.
You know what the Internet is, right? Well, the Internet of Things. Scott Jacobson is a venture capitalist at the Madrona Venture Group.
So the Internet of Things is basically this idea that everyday objects that will be able to connect to the Internet will be able to communicate with each other.
And the more we connect the Internet to things like thermostats, refrigerators, and even cars, the smarter they get. Jacobson says a few things are driving this trend. Sensors have gotten really cheap, and so you can detect sound and take images with almost any electronic gadget. And then there's the cloud.
And so once they get connected, all of the computing that needs to be done for these things can be done in the cloud.
Frank Gillette is an analyst at Forrester Research. He says expect to see a lot of the Internet of Things around the home at the Consumer Electronics Show this week.
There's a range of things here. There's door locks that can be Wi-Fi enabled that you can unlock from your phone.
But Gillette says the real question is, how do we make everything work together? It's like the conundrum of the million remote controls you need to make your TV work. And that one has yet to be solved. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.